Hi there, everyone. You are listening to Akashic Wisdom on bbsradio.com. And tonight is a real special night. My name is Donna Fox. I am the host of this show, and we're here every Sunday night at 11 o'clock Eastern. So I hope you're staying up and you took a nap tonight. That's great. And for those in the east, the West Coast, it's early in the evening. It's only 8 o'clock for you and everybody else in between. The reason why tonight is a very special night is because we have a very special guest with us. Her name is Rosemarie Swanson, and she is the president of Akashic Record Consultants International. And Akashic Record Consultants International is an important organization. We're going to be talking about that. But for those people who have been listening to Akashic Wisdom for a while, you know that this program is dedicated to helping people understand the depth and the breadth and the sacredness of the Akashic Records and what it does for you in your life. And so we talk about not only how you can use the Akashic Records, we take calls if people have questions about the Akashic Records or questions about their lives. And tonight what we are going to do is we're going to talk a little bit, the whole hour with Rosemarie, find out a little bit about her, a lot about the organization, and we will take your questions. What I do want to ask, though, is if you're going to be asking a question, make sure that it's a question about a pattern or a person or even a global aspect or just questions about what we're talking about is great. The questions around what's your purpose, I know that's interesting to you, but not so much for everybody else. That kind of question can be easily answered during a personal consultation. So right now, let me give you some websites that you can visit and so you get your questions answered like that. If you're interested in more information on Akashic Record Consultants International, please go to www.arc-akashicrecords.org. And there are listings of classes and teachers and explanations so that wherever you are, you can find a teacher. And if you can't find a teacher in person, you can certainly find one of us on the telephone. My personal website is www.akashicwisdom.com, and you can find also lots of information about me on the BBS Radio information under Akashic Wisdom. And we're going to find out Rosemarie's contact information in just a minute. So without further ado, I would like to greatly and in great honor welcome you, Rosemarie Swanson, to Akashic Wisdom. Hi there.
Hi, Donna. How are you doing tonight?
I'm great. I'm just so excited to have you here.
Good. I'm glad to be here.
Yes. Well, I went into the records, and for those listeners who try to understand what we're talking about here, we access the records through a holy prayer that was given well, you can actually read a story all about that story of how the prayer came about on the ARC, that www.arc-akashicrecords.org. You can read all about how we access the records, where we got the prayer, etc., on that website if you're curious. But we access the records consciously through this holy prayer. So in preparation for this show, what I did is I opened up the records to see how we're going to start with these questions. And I'm sure, Rosemarie, you probably opened your records, your records are probably open now, right?
Yes, they are.
And mine are too, so we're all set. So the first question that came forward here, because we really want the folks to get to know you a little bit, is who was your first teacher? Who first taught you?
Well, my first teacher was Elena Lieberman, your teacher.
My teacher.
And Mary Parker.
And Mary Parker, great. We share those same teachers. And how did you become involved? How were you called to this work?
Well, actually the record keepers called me because through my hypnotherapy practice, they would give me information to use during a session. Okay. And when that took place, I found absolute miraculous things happening. Mm-hmm. And through a workshop in North Carolina, Chapel Hill, a friend of mine told me that Spirit told her to give me a flyer about an Akashic Record class and that I should go take it.
Huh.
And I think I probably had that flyer for a year, maybe a year and a half, before the timing came up and became more appropriate for me to go. And when it did, things, as in dominoes, just simply fell into place for me.
And did you go to Chicago to learn from Elena?
I did. I flew to Chicago 2 weekends in a row. At that time, there was 2 classes, a beginning and then an advanced. And I was given special permission to take both classes that close together. Normally you don't.
Right.
And just have been humming with it ever since.
What year was that? Do you remember?
That was back in 92.
That's interesting. The reason I say that is because your story is very similar to mine. A friend of mine told me about the records. I had a consultation with Elena, and I also, it took me about a year and a half, almost 2 years, before I actually found a workshop.
Well, I did not ever have a, I never had a consultation before I took the class.
Interesting. Wow.
But I knew in my heart it was what I needed to do.
Sure, absolutely. Well, then what I want to say is that I went to the workshop in Chicago. Ed was there teaching with Ed Conmee was with Elena and Ronnie. It was a large class, and I also got special permission to come back the following week to take an advanced class. And Mary Parker was there. That's the first time I met Mary.
Well, I took the same 2 classes, Donna.
I know. But it was
amazing,
a different year.
Isn't it?
That's what I'm saying. It was so interesting. We weren't
wonderful.
In the same class together.
Yes,
no,
we were in the
year.
Same class.
We were?
Yes, we were. Because I was in the big class with Ed co-teaching with Ronnie and Elena. And I think there were a few others. And then I came back the following weekend when Mary was there.
Oh, isn't that wild?
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
All this time we've known each other, and we didn't even know that.
We never knew that. Oh, man. So for all you folks listening out there, we just discovered something very special about our relationship. That's really neat. I didn't know that. That's very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so talk to us about, you know, now that you've been in the work for as long time. why do you believe you were called?
The record, well, I trust the wisdom of what the record keepers have given me. And what they've given me is that I am to be the teacher of teachers.
Okay.
And I knew the minute Ronnie Reisler had sent me a flyer for the 2001 conference.
Uh-huh.
And the minute I put my hand on the flyer without even knowing what it was, I knew I was ready to be a teacher.
Wow,
and
that's great.
And that's when I began my journey.
Now, you became a teacher in 2001.
Yes.
And I became a teacher, I think it was either 98 or 99. So we were just a year difference of that.
Mm-hmm.
But because what happened was I became a teacher with Linda Ciclico.
Ah, okay.
Okay, so it was Linda Ciclico and Julie and Linda Berger and I. We all became teachers together.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's very interesting. So talk to us now about how our work, the work with us in the Akashic Records. Talk to our listeners, I want to say viewers, listeners, about how our work is different than anything else that you know of.
Well, when we do this work, we use, as you mentioned before, an extremely sacred, holy prayer. And it is a vibrational key that unlocks the doors to either my records, or if I'm doing a consultation, the records of my client. So I know that when I use this prayer, I'm given permission to go into the Akashic Records, the Book of Life. when you do other work, whether it be psychic or intuitive or whatever else, then you go into different areas. Not to say that some people who are not very, or excuse me, not to say that people who do psychic work, who have done their work and are very evolved, I know that they tap into their records occasionally as well. However, I know when I use this prayer, I'm in the records. There's no question.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about the quality of the information and the difference in other words, again, we are, ladies and gentlemen that are listening, we are not trying to say one is better than another or even that one person is more evolved than another in using the records. What we are saying is that the quality and the type of information that comes forward from an Akashic Record consultation and the quality and the kind of information that comes from a psychic reading are different. Both can be very useful, but they're different. So, Rosemary, share with us what your impression is how they're different.
The records information is more concise. It's more specific. It's fuller. It's not, oftentimes, when I get, and out of curiosity, I've gone to some psychics.
Sure.
Just to see what they get in my questions. And they, are a little more abstract than the information I get from the records.
Well, one of the distinctions that I know also is that we don't necessarily tell the future with the Akashic Record.
No, we don't. They can give us possibilities of the future. However, it's very interesting. The best way I can do is to tell a story and give an example of exactly
Please.
That.
That'd be great.
I had a woman come to me for a, I was doing 15-minute consultations at a gathering, and she only had one question, and she wanted to know, would she outlive her husband?
Oh.
And before she finished asking, the record keepers told me no. And me, being who I am, asked that they give me the answer in a way that I was comfortable with giving it to this person. So what they did was they gave me a black and white movie. And I waited to the end of the movie, and then I shared exactly what I saw without putting my interpretations on it and sat there in silence. And the woman turned white as a sheet. And she told me in detail about why what they showed me was a possibility of her future. But because she had gotten that piece of information, she would not do what she usually did. She would change her behavior, therefore avoiding death.
So that's very interesting. So what we really want to make clear to the audience is that the record keepers will give us probabilities.
Yeah.
And that there are many probabilities or possibilities as our future evolves, and that it's our free will choice that actually concretizes or cements, if you will, what our future is, because every choice then is a new beginning.
Exactly, Donna. And the information from the records, what that facilitates for a client and has many, many times for myself, is it allows me to make those choices and those decisions from a place of spiritual wisdom.
Right.
And not a place of chaos or extreme emotions, whatever they might be. But instead, I can make those choices from a spiritual wisdom, which, I mean, who could ask for more?
Exactly, exactly. Now, I want to be very clear, too, that I just want to make a comment here and get your impression on it. What I don't want you, the listeners or our audience, to think is that the record keepers will predict a person's death, because that's not what you were speaking about.
No.
Could you clarify that, please?
Yeah, that was just an example of how a piece of information gave a woman a right to make a choice in her life. I mean, it could be about anything.
Correct.
It could be about a job. It could be a piece of information that would give somebody a simple change in their attitude.
Right.
Or a change in their belief. And just to, even to put a small shift in somebody's belief changes the outcome of what could have been.
Yeah, because it's all vibrational. And the other thing, too, is that what I have found is that when I'm doing a consultation with someone and they ask a future question, in many cases it's because they're unsure of what their choices are. And so by helping them rephrase the questions, and not myself, but the record keepers, help them actually rephrase the question, because underlying that future question is a deeper question that will help them shift.
Absolutely.
And so what happens with our work, ladies and gentlemen, is that the questions that are asked are key to get us to the appropriate place in the records. Now, we don't expect our clients to necessarily know how to ask those questions. That's why we're teachers. That's why we're certified consultants. That's why when a person goes through the training in level one to read their own records and then comes back again to learn how to read the records of others at a level two, that's why the training is the way it is, to help our students learn about not only how to ask questions, but the record keepers assist them and attune them to help them go deeper into what the core issues are so that they can help their client in really getting at what the client truly wants to know. Because there's many levels of questions as there are many levels of answers. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. And you can ask a question today and then come back a month from now, because your answer, you've had time to process through the answer the record keepers have given you, so you're in a different vibrational place. You can ask the same question and get a whole different answer.
Absolutely. That's right. And more insightful, and it'll be from a different place, because the soul's intention is shifting at the same time it's being fulfilled.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah. Now, curious too, you know, we've talked about a little bit about this work and how it works. I just want to take a moment here to share with our listeners, and you can call in and ask questions if you'd like. Our toll-free telephone numbers, if you're in the U.S., are 877-876-5227. If you're in Canada, it's also toll-free at 888-815-9756. Or you can, if you're out of the country, you can dial our country code of 01-530-876-3222. And we are here for you to answer your questions, not only about the process of the Akashic Records, but if you have some personal questions as well. Do know that you can also email me questions at akashicwisdom@aol.com. I'm on my computer, and I'm ready to receive any questions you may have. So again, you can type in your questions and just write Ask the Akasha in your subject line. And again, akashicwisdom@aol.com for questions, or now during the show or any other time. And again, you've got those numbers. So let's give your contact numbers. We give everybody else's contact numbers. What I'd like to share with you, ladies and gentlemen, is that not only is Rosemarie our president, but she also does individual consultations on the telephone. And I don't know if you do in person, but maybe in your... Do you do in-person consultations?
Yes, I do.
Okay, in-person consultations. And she also does workshops. And so, Rosemarie, would you please give your contact information for those people who would like to be able to contact you personally?
Yes, my work phone number is 843-991-0831. And my website is Akashic Darshan. All of my information is on the Akashic Record Consultants International website. If you didn't get a chance to write it down, you can find me there, along with a little bit of my story.
That's great. Okay, and yours is Akashic, did you say Akashic Darshan?
Yes.
Can you spell that? Is it .com?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, can you spell that, please?
Okay, it's Akashic Darshan.
.com. Great. Okay, good. All right, that's important for people to know. And so you can find out all the information you need about Rosemarie that way. And again, all of our teachers and certified consultants are on the ARC website. So again, I was about to ask you, how has this work changed your life?
Oh gosh, I don't know if I could tell that in an hour. One of the biggest comments people who have known me over the years say to me now is that they can instantly sense a inner peace in me,
right,
that was not there before.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the chaos and confusion's not there in my life because I can go to the records and ask questions and look at my choices from a much higher vibrational level,
mm-hmm,
than I could have before. It's guided me in so many ways. My husband made his transition due to cancer about 2.5 years ago after a 3.5 year fight. And the record keepers guided me and assisted me moment to moment through that entire process.
This is life-changing work. The depth of the information, the peace, and what I would also say is there's not a word big enough for the amount of love that's shared when you open the records.
I agree.
You can't even find the words to express it.
Yeah. Just to open the records, there isn't a descriptive word in the English language to describe divine love.
Right.
And when you open the records, you are in a flow of divine love, tremendous compassion, and support.
Right.
And
right.
There is no question that the masters, teachers, and loved ones that we speak to when we're in the records are there to support us in every single way that we ask them to.
Right. Well, and the other piece that's important for us to remember is that we don't necessarily serve the masters, teachers, and loved ones. They are here to assist us.
Exactly.
That's our contract with them. That's why we came in to this lifetime, to this constriction of this body, with the contract to say, when I'm ready and when I need you, I'm going to connect with the appropriate people so that I learn and remember how to connect back with my divine brethren.
Yes.
I guess that's the best way to explain it. Do you have anything to add on that?
No, I agree wholeheartedly, Donna. They are, the masters, teachers, and loved ones are energies that have dedicated their lives to record our information and to be there. to assist in any way that we ask, but it is our asking that directs them to assist us.
Right. Now, talk for a minute. What is your take, or what is your information? In fact, next week, I hope, just as a comment, ladies and gentlemen, I'm speaking a little out of turn here, but I'm going to say it anyway. Next week, we're all going to be together at a board meeting, and I'm hoping we can do a panel discussion on the show next week. What do you think?
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, we'll have Elena there, and Ronnie will be there, and whoever else wants to show up at 11 o'clock at night, Eastern time, from the records. Maybe Marshall will join us. That would be great. And Judy, maybe Judy will show up. That will be great. Anyway, what I was about to say is that, and I'm going to throw this out to the other teachers when we're together, but I'm curious, how do you describe when someone says, how is this information recorded? Where is this information stored? How is this information recorded in the Akashic Records?
My answer to that is that it's recorded on primordial substance, the Akasha.
Uh-huh.
It's an energy field. We tend to like to think of it as a library because we can wrap our minds around that, but that's not really what it is.
Right.
It's an energy field that records everything.
Records it vibrationally.
Records it vibrationally. A term, a way to look at it would be, it would be an arm of knowledge from God, from the Creator.
Yeah, and now, where your records are open now? I mean,
mm-hmm.
Where is this information stored?
Well, there is. That's a very complicated question.
I know.
Because
I get this all the time, and I have a way of answering it. I'm curious about how you answer it. And I know that our listeners would like to know, too.
Well, it's stored vibrationally through our DNA.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But if you go in and ask to follow it, it continues on until you can't even follow it any further.
Oh, sure, because it goes way beyond the body. Now, some people have expressed the notion that the Akasha or the actual records are held in the etheric body of the individual as well as the planet, and then on a larger scale, the universe.
Well, it's held much higher than even that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're very aware, and it's interesting because I had a client ask me a few questions about the records, and did planets have records, and did universes have records, and the record keepers all said yes.
Oh, yeah, they do, sure.
So to say that they're held in that level is very limiting. They go far beyond that. They go far beyond our physical understanding.
Right. Well, and what I also have shared with our listeners here, too, is that plants have Akashic records. Animals have Akashic records. Crystals have Akashic records because everything that has ever lived and is living today has a vibration. And anything that is vibrating that's come from love, and all nature has come from love.
Well, if you take it even a step further and go in a little bit different direction,
mm-hmm.
you look at quantum physics.
Right.
And how they've moved into a greater understanding that everything is made up of the Akasha.
That's right.
So there is no separation.
That's right. That's right.
So it just keeps going.
Keeps on going, huh?
There's a continuum that never ends.
Have you? Do you have any stories you'd like to share about your clients and how this has changed your client's life? Do you have anything that comes to mind?
Well, I've had people call me, and I instruct my clients to make a list of questions beforehand,
uh-huh.
but then ask a lot of questions around each question.
Uh-huh.
So I've had clients come to me and ask me business questions,
uh-huh.
and through the answers have made business decisions that have been very positive for them.
Right.
Of course, you always get relationship questions.
Sure.
And in the guidance of that, I've seen marriages stay together that had the information not been given to the one part of the couple, there would have been a divorce.
Right. Right.
You know, there are no limits.
That's
there
right.
are no limits
right.
to what takes place. It's
mm-hmm.
it's in the understanding of how to ask the questions.
Mm-hmm. I think the interesting thing about that business thing is I actually have created programs for people through the Akashic Records for business.
Yeah.
I actually do business. I actually have custom programs for businesses with. You know, that they, where they consult the Akashic Rec, through me, in other words, like we actually create a customized program for the business to not only increase business or employee relations, et cetera, and all the information comes from the records. It's real interesting to do
yes.
that.
Yes. I've had a couple of clients come to me wanting to open new businesses in different areas and actually will come to me with a list of different locations.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And ask a lot of different questions around it about, you know, the building itself.
Right.
Is the area appropriate for their business?
Uh-huh.
Would their business energetically be in alignment with the business?
Sure.
There's a lot of different questions you can ask around that.
For sure.
And they've gone with it and have found perfect locations.
Absolutely. I agree. Totally, totally. So let's get to the organization for a moment. Why was Akashic Record Consultants International created? I know Mary created it back in 2000. It was 2000, right? Yeah, 2000.
Yeah.
And because I was at the, we were in Redosio when we created it back then.
Yeah.
And it's evolved over the last 7-8 years. So talk to us about why Akashic Record Consultants International was created and the benefits, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the actual training for a person to become a teacher and a consultant and then a teacher. So
okay.
we got a few questions lined up here for you because we
okay.
also want to talk about conference. So,
right.
so you're on.
my understanding was that the record keepers came to Mary and asked Mary to create this school many, many years ago.
Uh-huh.
And she ran it for many years out of the bedroom of her home.
Right.
By herself.
Mm-hmm.
And then as it grew, the record keepers asked her if she would step even further out of her comfort zone and create a legal structure in order to have a legitimate legal school for what they're wanting to bring back to the planet.
Right.
There was a time that everyone had access to the records, and for various reasons that they are not always very clear about, that capability was taken away.
Right.
And we're being asked to facilitate bringing those abilities back to the planet at this time. So Mary started by creating a board, and the board set about finding out what it took to be a legitimate organization. We are now a nonprofit school for the Akashic Records.
We're a standardization too organization, aren't we?
Yes, we are, definitely.
Yeah.
I became an administrative president sometime around 2002-2003, and Mary has been mentoring me ever since that class, I think, where I first met her. And she, in October of 2005, I was made president of the organization, and she and the record keepers asked that I take on the mantle of the responsibility of the school and seeing to it that their wishes were made and brought forward. They were brought forward. So the board, which you are part of, has been actively pursuing whatever it has taken to do the legal aspect of the organization, and that is now complete, and we're moving back into the heart energy, and we are now worldwide. We have, I think, 7 teachers in Argentina and Uruguay. Mm-hmm. We're hoping to expand it into other countries. We are getting interest in other countries wanting to know what it takes to bring teachers there, so we're looking at that and bringing it across the United States.
Well, I think you and I both want to make it known to all of our listeners that have passport and prayer will travel.
Absolutely.
Yes, we are both more than willing, and there are other teachers that are willing to go international, but we definitely are. I know that I am, and I know that you are definitely willing and ready to travel internationally, and Elena already has traveled. That's why we have the teachers in Argentina and Uruguay, is because of Elena Lieberman.
And her sister
Ronnie. Absolutely. Ronnie's fluent in Spanish.
Yes.
And we have the prayer is translated into Spanish. And we are truly looking for other countries and more teachers in the United States. It's an important piece, and that cannot be emphasized more. The energy of the Akasha, it's absolutely essential that we as humans anchor this energy on a regular basis, not only daily, but in large groups. And the more teachers we have, the more consultants we have that work with the purity of this energy, the more we can anchor and the more we can assist humanity in evolving to their potential, not only through the Akasha, but just from an energetic support system.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you are also, as well, I mean, you have a couple of different hats. You've been doing a great job as president, and we really appreciate your time, your effort, and your dedication on this. But you are also the chairperson for the training program.
Yes.
So can you talk a little bit about how does one become an Akashic Record a consultant teacher, as well as, or just as an Akashic Records consultant? Why does one have to be a certified consultant opposed to just somebody taking a level 2, and what are the steps to become a teacher?
Okay. Well, first of all, it's important for everyone to understand that there is a spiritual maturation process that takes place when you enter in to the high levels of energy within the Akashic Records. And therefore, there is necessity for time to allow that maturation to take place. We ask that a person be working in the records and doing consultations for 1 year before they even consider becoming certified. In order to become certified, you have to go through a series of classes. You have to do consultations for other teachers who will evaluate you. And depending on the person and how serious and how quickly they want to do this, it could take a year to 2 years to become
certified. To be a consultant.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
To become a teacher in training, part of it is being certified as a consultant. There is three series of classes that one would take. The first series of level 1, 2, and 3 you would take as a student. The second series you would work with the teacher side by side in creating it and assisting the teacher in whatever levels that the teacher and you agree upon. And the third series is about co-teaching and having a teacher mentor you through teaching, assisting her in teaching a class. It's important to understand that the work we do is done through the records. The record keepers guide us. This isn't a board of people that have gotten together and have said that these are the requirements that are necessary. It is the master's teachers and loved ones that have asked for these stipulations to be met in order for somebody to become a teacher.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. And so the benefits of becoming a certified consultant, just your name goes on the website so people know who you are and where you're at.
Absolutely. It's an awesome form of advertising yourself.
It is. It absolutely is. And the idea of becoming a teacher, I think what's important for people to realize is that this work, as you said, there's a maturation that evolves from it. But beyond that, as a certified consultant, every consultation you do is a prospective student. And so the idea of being a certified consultant means not only do you have the experience of working with individuals as an Akashic Record consultant, but it means you're also creating your own database, if you will, of people that will possibly be interested in taking the workshops from you once you become a teacher, as well as the more you work with other people, the more experience you gain to be able to train those people who take a level 1 and level 2 and level 3 from you. So it's really an important piece, and you can't jump those steps, because if you haven't been in the work long enough to actually have worked as a consultant point of view, it's like you might have the name, but you don't have the game.
Exactly.
I guess that's the best way to explain it.
Well, it's like anything else. When you do something the first time, differs greatly from when you've done it the thousandth time.
Oh, absolutely.
And with, it's not only about getting experience in doing it, but it is about the aspect of spirituality for yourself.
And how it works in your own life.
Yes. Oftentimes when we do a consultation, we will draw to us clients that reflect what is going on in our own lives.
Right.
So as we work with them, we're able to, at a later date, at a later time, go into our records and ask our own questions and get our own clarity and our own resolution. I don't like to use the word healing because there's so many connotations to that.
Sure.
But it's like anything else. If there is something going on with your life, a pattern that you're holding, and it continues, you can go in the records and ask for assistance to understand that. Once you understand it, you move into resolution. The pattern dissolves. It's no longer there. It's no longer causing you difficulties. So it's double-edged. Not only are you assisting your clients, but through that experience, you learn to assist yourself.
Right. So when a person goes ahead and is working on their own personal records,
mm-hmm.
and they hit a bump, So in other words, like, and this is a lot of times new students will say, you know, I don't know if this is me or if it's them. I can't seem to get anything. I'm not getting anything. There was like, I have at least one student per class, not every class, but enough to make this comment. So talk to us about what the suspicion is or what you suspect or what the record keepers are telling you now is going on for those people because, and the reason I'm asking that question, is because I know there are students out there now listening to this program that could benefit by your answer.
Typically what takes place is it's an emotional level,
mm-hmm.
and either a new student goes into anxiety of not being able to do it, therefore they constrict the stream of information, or a question is asked that they have it triggers something emotional in them, and that will constrict it. So it's just, the key is to understand, as a consultant, you're not the one doing it. Or
right.
As a opening your own records and getting information, this isn't about you doing it. This is about you moving into a space of relaxed allowing and listening and receiving.
Mm-hmm. And so what would your recommendation be is if they, in other words, like, they can't seem to get out of their own way?
Use your grace points.
Use the grace points. Very good. And the grace points, for those people listening, are something that folks learn in a level one class on how to work with that.
We give several different methods, techniques, for a student to be able to resolve not being able to get a piece of information. And also with the understanding that maybe that piece of information is not for them to receive at this time.
Mm-hmm.
I've had clients ask me questions, and I get nothing for an answer. And I'm going, okay. So I ask, why am I not hearing anything? And usually it's not time for them to get the answer. Or if we tell them it's going to cause a different reaction, or it's information that it's none of their business to have. You know, I had a client come to me one time and wanted an herbal formula to cure cancer.
Huh.
And I got silence. And when I asked why, the record keepers were very clear. It wasn't for this person to receive that information.
Hmm.
So there's a lot. So, you know, there's no pat answer to why you don't receive. So you go through and you systematically begin to ask, you know, is this emotional? Do I need to do some forgiveness? Is this an outside influence? Is this me or is this the client? Are they really to receive the answer at this time or should they wait? Is there something else they need to ask instead that would assist them to get to this piece of information? So there isn't this is the answer. There's a lot of different things to look at and ask about and look at in order to get an answer sometimes. That's what the experience gives you. That's what the time gives you.
And so it's really about also, it also is about moving into the love and trust of self and being willing to surrender to receiving the love of the Akasha.
Oh, yes, definitely. Surrender is a big word.
Yeah. What I have found, too, is that many times students, they have the intention of the... They think they have the words of the question, But the intention behind the question is one of fear of finding out. And so when they're not holding a clear intention of the information, then the vibration gets muddled. It's almost like it's a conflicted vibration that the record keepers won't answer or will wait until the vibration is in alignment for the student to receive.
Yes. And a lot of times if you do work around the emotional aspect of the question before you ask the question, then that will resolve itself.
So give an example of emotional work around that. What do you mean by that?
Well, you tell me, what would an emotional question be? Ah, money.
Okay.
Someone could come to you and ask a question surrounding investing money. And they could go into tremendous fear about receiving the answer, and therefore blocking the answer.
Yeah, that's. I think what I was getting at is that there are students, and I mean I know how I've answered them. I'm just trying to give them another take on this.
Okay.
But the idea here is that when a person, so for example, if they're asking about, like for example, I have this one client that is asking about why she doesn't have the passion for her life the way she needs to have it.
Mm.
Part of the information came forward that there was a fear of the answer of the question because there's underlying anger that she hasn't gotten to.
Yes, and that's typical of any questions surrounding relationships as well.
Correct. And so the idea here is that the idea of getting at the core issue is first of all asking for the core issue of the and asking for assistance in releasing and neutralizing that piece. Is that correct?
Yes.
Would you be in agreement with that information?
Yes. That's why that when that happens, what I do is I'll often ask the client to ask the question differently.
Correct.
Or to ask a question that's an aspect of what they're wanting to know.
Yeah, and sometimes what happens with me, too, is the record keepers will actually come back with another question for the person and say, they'll give me the question, I'll say the question, and they'll say, is that what you want to know? And usually it's like, oh, yeah. That's really what I want to know. So the record keepers can be very helpful in getting to our most profound state of information by assisting us not only when we're doing work on ourselves, but when we are also doing work with clients.
Yes, because oftentimes what they'll do is they'll give a tiny piece, and then they'll say, why don't you ask them to ask us more questions about that answer?
Exactly, right.
And usually with asking questions around the answer they were given, it takes the stress off of the client.
Right.
And they get out of whatever is emotionally or mentally going on with them.
Right,
and
right.
And then they release the constrictor and allow the information to come in.
Right, that's great. Well, you know, we only have a few more minutes left. This hour has just flown by, Rosemary.
Yes, it has.
It's been fun. I'll tell you what. Let's give our telephone numbers, our contact information, one more time, and then what I'm going to ask you for is any closing comments or thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners. So why don't you go first with your telephone number, website, email, whatever you'd like to give.
Okay. My telephone number is 843-991-0831. My website is akashicdarshan, akashic.com, and that's A-K-S-H, I'm sorry, I spelled it wrong, A-K-A-S-H-I-C-D-A-R-S-H-A-N.com. My information is on the ARC website as well. What I'd like to do is I'd like to invite the listeners to call and receive a consultation. They can go on the website and choose a teacher or certified consultant to receive one and invite this wisdom to come into your lives and see where it takes you and enjoy your journey.
Absolutely. We'd also like to encourage folks to go to the ARC website. We've got a great conference that we'll have to come back and we'll talk a little bit more about. We'll talk about it next week.
Okay.
Great conference. Rosemarie's going to be one of our keynote speakers. It's going to be in Odessa, Texas. So for those people who would like to come to Odessa, Texas, we'd like you to become a member of our ARC ARC International. It's Akashic Record Consultants International. There are buy buttons on our website. And the reason why you want to come to Odessa is because then you get a chance to meet Mary Parker in person. And that's quite a wonderful thing to do. So we encourage all of you who are listening out there to come to Odessa in October. The conference dates in October are October 20th and 21st. And the hotel is the MCM Elegante, which is a great hotel. And you want to get your reservations in as early as possible to get your ARC discount. Again, let me give you the ARC information. That's www.arc-akashicrecords.org. My telephone number directly to me, if you'd like to call and ask me some questions, is 216-691-1233. I'm available for telephone as well as in-person consultations. We have some workshops coming up. Rosemarie, you've got some in California. I've got one in Philadelphia coming up, also one in California. You're in San Francisco. I'm going to be in San Diego.
Yes,
and we're invited, right?
Yes.
Do you have anything coming up between that?
I also have a workshop in September here in Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay, so she's got one in mine is in Philly and in San Diego in September. Yours is in Charleston and where else?
In San Rafael, California.
San Rafael, absolutely. And then in August, I think you're in Phoenix, aren't you?
Yes. November I'm in Phoenix.
November you're in Phoenix. So
yes.
we go where we're invited. Have prayer, we'll travel. If you are called to this information, give us a call.
Absolutely.
And we'll tell you what you need to know.
We would love to sponsor. We would love to have people sponsor classes for us.
Absolutely. Fabulous. We also go out and do introductory lectures in support of that, too. So
yes.
Give us a call. We really want to talk to you. All right, we do have to close for right now. So I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information, all their wonderful vibrational shifting information. We ask that all those that are listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may they truly look into the wisdom, into the mirror, and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records of this Akashic Wisdom Internet Show for today on August 12th, 2007. By saying amen, 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 the records of all this of all of us are now closed. If you would all join me in saying amen. Rosemarie?
Amen.
Amen, and so it is. Thank you again so much for being with us, and you're going to have to come back.
I will. Many
okay.
blessings.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a great week. See you next
Bye.
Sunday.
Bye.